Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
On Explain Well today, sinkholes.
Yeah. So while we get that sinking feeling in politics, there's a lot of sinking in Gauteng and sinkholes all around us.
It feels like every second or third week we hear about another road disappearing.
Ja, en ons verskriklik baie sinkgate in ons verkeersbulletins, want mense moet bewus wees daarvan, want natuurlik, as daar 'n sinkgat is, dan veroorsaak dit daar paaie wat toe is, die verkeer word herlei, daar's vertragings, en as daar 'n sinkgat is wat mense moet rondry of omry, dan hou dit ander veiligheidsrisiko's ook in.
Ja,
so it's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, so let's start with sinkholes on the road, as you say, because I think that's what most of us are familiar with in terms of how does government or the authorities determine if there's a sinkhole, manage the risk. And they do something... So they do ground penetrating radar.
Okay.
To scan dolomite and cavities in the area to see if they can lay tarmac over it.
So it is actually someone's, I would assume so. It's someone's job to come along before you build a road and scan underneath and go, okay, cool, this ground can carry a road.
Yeah, but so it's not always possible to completely stay clear of those areas, especially in Gauteng, where we are so prone to this. So they'll go through a process of trying to find other solutions. As dit 'n klein sinkgat is, kan jy dit toemaak. Maar as dit 'n groot sinkgat is, kan jy nie. Daai tipe van, maar daar is wetenskap agter dit. Wat vir my eintlik meer angswekkend is, is die implikasie van as jou huis potensieel ingesluk word deur 'n sinkgat.
Ja, what is the insurance policy normal statement there?
So this is where it gets tricky. You need to have specified cover for what they call subsidence, landslip or ground heave. Subsidence means sinking, so 'n sinkgat wat jou huis insluk of 'n deel van jou erf insluk of die muur insluk. A landslip means the sliding down of a massive land, so we saw this a lot in KZN with the flooding. Ground heave means an upward movement, so for example, an earthquake, that kind of thing.
So there's two different names for if your house falls down or if your house gets lifted up.
Yep.
Insurance companies, man.
You have to request this cover.
Yeah, there's always a red tape. And the thing is, when you buy your house, like if I'm looking now, there's massive holes. I live on the West Rand and there's a place called Kutsong that, like, daar's mense se huise hier, net voor die pavement en net na die pavement is daar 'n groot sinkgat. Ek weet nie eens hoe hierdie mense in huise in en uit ry nie, but that's, you know, shame, something that they have to deal with. But when you're buying that house there in Kutsong, you don't know that it's going to collapse. So you don't think, oh, let me get this specific insurance clause put into my policy and let me pay the additional premium for when that day does come that my road just collapses and my house goes with it.
There should be some transparency in the purchasing process in terms of this is a problem in this area. So in Kutsong, as you can see, die straat, een straat af is daar 'n gat, dan weet jy dis dalk 'n gatlike situasie en jy moet versigtig wees. But in that situation, you need transparency in terms of what are the risks, and if there is a risk, then you need to get that cover and you need to have it specified additional. It's not automatic.
Great. Look at all of us going home and check if our houses are covered for sinkholes, and we're all going to find out it's not.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christelle. That helps.
Sure.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.